From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. South Korea's military says North Korea has fired a projectile into its eastern sea in what could be a further test for the North's intercontinental ballistic missile program. The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff said in a statement the projectile was fired from North Korea's western region, where Pyongyang tested two mid-range missiles last October. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said Sunday's test was a ballistic missile. A Pentagon official said the U.S. Defense Department confirmed the launch but is assessing the situation. North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un said in his New Year's speech that Pyongyang's intercontinental missile program had reached the final stage. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said that the United States would launch what he called an overwhelming response should the North use nuclear weapons. A Turkish court has formally charged an Uzbek man with murdering 39 people and wounding scores of others in a New Year's Day shooting rampage at an Istanbul nightclub. A court in Istanbul charged Abdulgadir Masharipov with belonging to an armed terrorist group, the Islamic State, possession of heavy weapons, attempting to destroy constitutional order, and murder. Turkish-backed Syrian rebels on Saturday pushed into the Islamic State stronghold town of Al-Bab in northern Syria. Monitors said the rebel force gained control of a hospital as it entered the western edges of the town as part of a multi-sided push to crush the Islamic State. Separately, Russia's foreign ministry said Syrian government troops backed by Russian airstrikes had liberated the nearby town of Tadef. This is VOA News. Tens of thousands of people crowded the streets of Baghdad to protest what they said was corruption in the Iraqi government. After clashes with police, at least five people were killed. We get more from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada as-Sadr after reports they were trying to advance in the direction of the iconic Green Zone, where government institutions, including parliament and the prime minister's office, are located. In later skirmishes, live ammunition reportedly was used, although it was not clear who was doing the firing. Baghdad Governor Ali al-Tamimi said in a statement that four people were killed and 320 wounded in the clashes that ensued as protesters dispersed following a call by Sadr to pull back. Sadr, who has strong ties to Iran's clerical establishment, held numerous protests outside the Green Zone last year, demanding the resignation of various government ministers and overrunning the Green Zone before withdrawing. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
At least seven people were killed and several others wounded in a suicide car bombing Saturday in Afghanistan's Helmand province. A spokesman for the Taliban took responsibility for the bombing. A provincial government spokesman told VOA the attack near a bank in the provincial capital of Lashkargah was aimed at an Afghan National Army convoy. The victims were collecting their salaries when the bomber hit a military vehicle with his explosives-laden car outside the bank. Soldiers and civilians were among those killed and wounded. At least 21 wounded people were sent to area hospitals. In his weekly media address, U.S. President Donald Trump promised that the country's immigration system will not be used as what he called a tool to advance the cause of foreign terrorists.
My administration is committed to your security, which is why we will continue to fight to take all necessary and legal action to keep terrorists, radical and dangerous extremists, from ever entering our country.
Trump's remarks came as his administration considers a brand new order on immigration after an appeals court unanimously ruled against reinstating his executive order that barred refugees and citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries from entering the United States. The president and Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe mixed pleasure and business as they played a round of golf at Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Palm Beach, Florida. The two leaders also are having a working dinner with a Japanese delegation. They return to Washington on Sunday. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.